We've had a lot of attention on veterans and, some of their problems in sort of coming back from combat and getting back into life, and certainly employment is part of that. Where did the idea for this experience counts come in to, maybe start to solve some of that?
It goes back to 2011. Governor Cuomo saw exactly the problem you just described. Veterans coming back, we have a lot of great jobs available, and these men and women come back. They're highly skilled. They have, tremendous training, and there was kind of that missing piece, that missing link. And really, this program, this Experience Counts initiative, is that missing piece of the puzzle to really connect veterans to jobs. To use their military service and to turn that into a successful civilian career.
Is there some, does that sort of presuppose that an employer might see 4 years or 6 years or 8 years of military service, not really realizing the job skills, for whatever that job is, that these people might have had because they don't have on their resume, 4 years in whatever that industry is?
Right. It's kind of twofold. The employers may not recognize that, and a lot of the men and women coming back with a great service background may not even realize that they can turn those skills into, civilian skills, essentially. They're matched skills, like this new security job position. All they really need is this training program, and they can turn the skills that they learned, overseas doing their service to, become a security guard here and have a great job.
The other one that you mentioned in the release was the commercial driver's licenses and that. And again, you can sort of think commonsensically, well, sure, there's probably lots of people who drive trucks and some pretty heavy equipment in the military, even heavy equipment operating. Explain how that sort of came about and how that actually enjoyed some success with this idea.
Yeah, exactly. So it was really the first program as part of Experience Counts. Governor Cuomo's really been, a proponent of helping veterans as much as he possibly can. And in the Department of Labor, one of the things we do is we give veterans priority of service. So as kind of part of this whole initiative to help vets, the first big program was with the Department of Transportation. And they said, okay, you have this experience driving heavy equipment in the military. How can now you turn that into skills to be used on the road here at home? And so instead of, I guess in addition to helping, facilitate the, physical resume passing and that sort of thing, helping them actually connect to the employers, they also said, what barriers can we break down? And some of those were some of the licensing, some of the fees associated with those licenses that could be waived by the Department of Transportation, and that would just really speed up the process and help these people get into jobs that they were quite qualified for more quickly.
Are there other things like that? You mentioned the cost of a license or something. Are there other things like that that are sort of simple barriers, but a veteran kind of who's been out of the job market for 4, 6, 8 or longer years sees that as a bigger barrier and might need some help to get over?
That's exactly what it is. Our 91 career centers around New York State, we call them the New York State Career Centers, they have veteran specialists on site that are mostly veterans themselves that have been through the process, know all of the most up-to-date information that can help those veterans get into a job as quickly as possible, really, blast right through those barriers and help them connect to an employer that's going to get them a great career.
Do you have there's this list on here about the number of security guard jobs. It does seem like there's a pretty good number of jobs that, and again, this sort of seems like a pretty logical extension if somebody wanted this kind of employment. It's a pretty good number of potential positions out there for people.
Absolutely. We have 8,000 available security guard positions plus right now throughout the whole state. And I know in Central New York alone, there's almost 200 available. And so really all we're waiting for are people to come in our door. We're all set up to take them, to get them through this training. I think it's about a 4-hour-long training they have to take. And then we'll assess their skills right on the spot and get their resume out to a local employer and get them a job as quickly as possible.
Would you have advice for veterans, which I can tell you we have a pretty good number of
Oh,
veterans in
sure.
our listening audience, to, seek these kinds of things out? Or maybe let me ask that question a little bit differently. Do you find that veterans might need, I don't know, kind of a little bit of a door open because they might not sort of be comfortable advocating for themselves and finding the opportunities?
Definitely. you know, when someone comes back from service, you know, we hear all the time in our career centers, they because of their experience, they haven't been a civilian for years, and in many cases, and so oftentimes they just to give them that hand to say, here, you know, let me help you through this process, let me open some doors for you, can just be an absolute world of difference for these people. You know, we always say, you've served our country, now let us serve you. And this is really one way that we're helping our veterans like them.
It seems like since there has been quite a bit of attention on this, the Small Business Administration does events, you know, community colleges and so on do things as well. Is it getting better?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen how successful it can be to offer this doorway, this, you know, this assistance to veterans. Because a lot of times when they come back, there are so many services available. And I know back in 2011, one of the biggest missing pieces was the jobs part. And this is really one way we're really helping the veterans. Kind of, you know, dovetail into the other services that the state's offering, that the country's offering, and we're seeing, you know, more jobs filled every day. We're seeing great success stories every day, and it's really heartening to see, you know, these wonderful people who've done so much great service, to really see them now have great careers to go forward.
Are there other fields that you could see? You know, we've talked about trucking, and now this is the security guard thing. Are there other fields that you think are sort of natural, or maybe something else that's in the works as a field that could be kind of a natural, I don't know, next step for people that you might work on?
Yeah, I think, you know, the careers in the military, despite what we see on TV, the careers in the military are so wide-ranging. You know, we have some of these experience counts initiatives jobs, things like, you know, bookkeepers. We have accountants. We have computer specialists. So really, depending on whatever your skill set was in the military, there's guaranteed to be jobs back home. And oftentimes, you may not be able to connect the dots yourself, and that's really why our veteran specialists are there to help.
Are the career centers just the best place to get in touch with this, or is there something a little more specialized to get in involved with, either specifically the security guard thing or just the whole notion?
Yeah, the veteran specialists at our career centers are definitely the best place to start. What they'll do is they'll help you one-on-one. I mean, it's an appointment. You can go in that day. They'll help you immediately as soon as the next person's available, and they'll assess your skills on the spot and work with you one-on-one to see, you know, where you'll best fit in the job market.
All right, great. Is there a website that might have, you know, kind of more information for people to just poke around at?
Absolutely, yep. What I would recommend is go to our website. It's labor.ny.gov. We also have an email address, too, that anyone who's interested can stop or can email. It's vetsask, V-E-T-S-A-S-K, at labor.ny.gov. And also a phone number, too, for our veterans program. It's 1-888-469-7365. And all of those places, but definitely, you know, you can go on our website, labor.ny.gov, find the nearest career center to you, and you can stop in anytime, and they'll help you right on the spot.